Happy 222, selfish babes. Today is February 2nd, 2022. And I've decided to release this episode. I know I've taken a little break. I had to take a break, replenish, refocus. I feel rejuvenated, and the podcast is back. Okay. All right. So, this episode that you're about to listen to was a pre-recorded live I have recorded probably about 2 weeks ago, and I was just talking about a need to love myself deeper, gratitude for the freaking ancestors, as well as being tired, just being tired, and talking about how I was feeling and how what was really saddening to me was the fact that I didn't know that I was so tired. And so make sure as you are listening to this episode to screenshot it and to tag at Selfish Babes, as well as at Olanike Osibowale, which is my personal Instagram, and share it in your stories, and just so I know that you guys are listening. I love you guys, and affirming that you love this episode. Bye. Right now, we are at 194,000 Selfish Babe app users. This is really big. Hi, Flip Bottomist for Life. Hi, Just Call Me. I see you guys following. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We had 194,000 app users, okay? The Selfish Babe app came out in 2018. Wow. It came out in 2018. And we're in 2022, bitch. Wow. 4 years. It's almost 4 years because I feel like it came out in the summer or spring of 2018. Hi, Divine Inspiration. It's all been almost 4 fucking years. That is amazing to me. Anyways, we're at 194,000 users, which I think is a beautiful thing. One of my goals for Selfish Babe is to reach 1 million app users, okay? 1 million app users, 1 million women around the world. Getting these daily affirmations to their phone, getting these daily tips of self-love. Oh, hey, Jazzy the Fine. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's been a wild ride, you guys, okay? So with Selfish Babe, thinking that it's been 4 years is really shocking to me. I'm really proud of Selfish Babe. I'm really proud of the app. I'm really proud of the movement. And, you know, I really want to take it to the next level. And so this year, some of the changes that I've made is not only creating our own affirmations and content to share in the app, right, but really sharing other women's ideas of self-love, of motivation, of inspiration. I don't know if you guys have also noticed, but in our app, some of the affirmations and some of the notifications that we share, you know, I'm putting somebody's tag. And the reason I'm putting somebody's at or somebody's tag is because that's not something that I came up with from my mind, right? That affirmation or maybe that truth came from the mind of somebody else, came from the mind more than likely of another woman. And so at Selfish Babe, I thought it was just really important that we share whose mind that came from, whose tweet that came from. Because for me, yes, I can create the content and I have created a lot of the content, but I get so inspired by other women. I get so inspired by other messages of self-love and what that means to other people. So being able to now even transform the Instagram that you guys see of sharing a lot of other women's perspectives and ideas of self-love and confidence and motivation and just bad bitchness really puts a smile on my face. It really puts a smile on my face. And then it also gives women another platform to share what they're already sharing. You know, a lot of women message me and tell me how grateful they are that I shared or reposted their video and I tagged them. And I even do some of that with Goddess Detox as well, which is my other business. And so just thinking to 4 years, I'm like, wow, it's been 4 years. That seems so long. And at the same time, I'm thinking, wow, it's been 4 years. And I think gaining my major clarity on what Selfish Babe is and will continue to be, and you know, it going through its own transformations. And I guess it needed 4 years for that. But anyways, thank you guys for being here. So this episode is titled Gratitude, Ancestors, and a New Level of Self-Love. So like I said, I was going to record a whole different, thank you so much, Divine Inspiration. I love that name. I was going to record another episode today about the ancestors and how important it is to connect to your ancestors. And it's very important to connect to your ancestors of great character, right? But then I saw somebody's message in my DM And they were just thanking me for creating the app, for the Instagram posts, for the text messages, for the podcast. And they just said how much it helped them. And they were in specifically talking about, I think it's one of my podcast episodes where I talk about you don't need to be nice all the time or some shit. I can't think of the title right now. But it's one of the episodes where I say you don't have to be nice all the time or niceness is overrated or some shit. And in that episode, I went off, okay? I went off because I felt like, people felt very entitled to people's energies and time and what they give. And I remember there was a time on my old Instagram page, my Olenike Osi page that I still have. I'm just not on. My new personal Instagram is Olenike Osi Bowale. And people would DM me. They would DM me and ask me for stuff. Oh, can you donate money for this? Oh, can you tell me who your box supplier is, or where do you get your packaging from, or just a bunch of shit. And I would either ignore those DMs or I'll just tell them no. And I wanted to make a podcast about it because I was just like, why do people think it's okay to ask people stuff and not expect to give something in return? Why do people think that I specifically would give information or my time, money, and effort when I don't want to, just because you asked? It's nice when just because somebody asks, somebody may give something to them or whatever out of the kindness of their heart, right? But it's sometimes I think it needs to be addressed. Like, it's okay to fucking say no. And so that episode is still actually really popular today because that lady that DM'd me today, she was just talking about how, like, at first listening to the episode had triggered her. She said listening to the episode had triggered her and she had to meditate on it for a little bit. But then, as time has gone on, she was so grateful for that episode because she says that she's has dealt with people pleasing and pleasing other people. And I guess the reason or that could have triggered her in that episode is because I was telling my selfish babes, it's okay to say no. It's okay to fucking say no to people that expect things from you that you do not want to give with your whole heart. And so I'm glad that she was able to share that truth, honestly, right? Telling me that it triggered her. She did not like it at first, but then through some time and through continuing the app and listening to more podcasts, she was very grateful and she was just grateful for the posts and the affirmations and just everything. And the reason why that triggered me to want to have this live podcast today is because that was the third message of thank you that I got today. That was the third message of thank you that I can remember today. I think I had three specific DMs of people just telling me thank you, that the episode helped them, that the app notifications helped them, or the courses have helped them. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And so, like, the title gratitude in terms of this podcast episode is really important because I'm so grateful for your messages of thank yous. I'm so grateful to hear how Selfish Babe has impacted your life. How the notifications have impacted your life and that it's doing something. Like, that's important for me. That's important for me because, like I just mentioned, it's about to be 4 years now. I've been in business since I was 23 years old. I'm turning 30 this year. Okay? I'm turning 30 this year. At the end of this month, I'm turning 30. And that's a while for me. That may not seem like a long time for y'all. But that's a while for me, right? And so to hear that the app that I created and the messages that I send impact you all and help you throughout your days and just help you to stay motivated and to stay chasing your dreams and to stay positive or, keep you uplifted, that really, really makes me happy. And so when I think about the app and all that it's doing to change women's lives around the world, I'm happy to hear. I'm happy to hear the thank yous. I'm happy to see the messages. I'm happy to read the comments. Like, I'm so grateful. So I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. To my beautiful selfish babes around the world, I love you guys so much. I love every share, everything. You telling the other woman about the app and everything. I'm just so grateful. And so I just wanted to make sure that I express that. And again, if you're not following Selfish Babes, follow Selfish Babes, okay? So if you're joining this live and it's your first time ever joining a live, make sure you're following the Selfish Babes page. Thank you for everybody commenting. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I really appreciate it. So seeing the third thank you today, I was like, I gotta go live today and say thank you because I really believe that my ancestors and my Orisha, and for those that don't know what Orishas are, I like to say spirits of nature, traditionally found in Ifa or Lukumi Santeria, and the creator and the goddess. I believe that, some of your messages that you send to me are like heaven sent. They're like things I need to see to keep going. To keep the dream alive, to know that what I'm doing is important to the world. How is it affecting the world, right? How is it affecting people's souls, affecting the viewpoint of yourself, how you feel about yourself? I have Jamaican in my blood. I think Paris actually says, "Is it just me or she has a slight African accent?" I have Jamaican in my blood, although I was born in Florida, but I have Jamaican parents, so you may hear like a slight Jamaican accent. But I really believe that some of the thank you messages that you guys send me at the times that you guys send it to me are like heaven sent. They're divine. They're orchestrated. You guys sent it just in the nick of time. And I want to tell you guys a story. I want to tell you a story, okay? So like I said, I'm turning 30 this year, and I've been in business full time since I was 23 years old. And some of you guys know and some of you guys don't know, but my first business that I started, well, that is here today because I started another business, is Goddess Detox, right? So Goddess Detox is my other brand, my other page, and my e-commerce business where I sell products to help women physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. Self-love inspired products. You may know them as the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, the Queen's Vaginal Steam, the Pussy Power Wash, the Wealthy Woman Wash. Oh, and I have Pussy Power here. I gotta do a quick product promo. Since we're here, this is my Pussy Power Wash with real rose quartz crystals and affirmations for your vagina. It's an all-natural plant-based wash. Okay, you can find it at Goddess Detox. All right, my beautiful selfish babe, we are taking a quick pause to advertise my Selfish as Fuck Academy. If you don't know, I run a Selfish as Fuck Academy, which is a 9-day in-depth spiritual self-love program for the woman who desires to put herself as the altar and start honoring herself as the goddess she is. If you are interested in learning how to put up your own ancestor altars, speak as if words are spells, create your own spiritual baths for cleansing and attracting, as well as cleansing your room and stepping and utilizing the power of your pussy, then my Selfish as Fuck Academy is for you. It is basically my 9-day intensive where I teach you all of the rituals and things that I do to know that I am a goddess, to know that I'm creating my reality, and how to use my energy so I can attract more of what I want into my life. Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's a platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Detox.org at goddessdetox.org. All right, quick promo. But anyways, it's been 7 years now, honestly. And so I think it was like 2 weeks ago. It was a Friday. And I was just not feeling the day, y'all. I was not feeling the day. I felt very sad. I wasn't sure why I was sad. I felt very annoyed. I wasn't sure I was annoyed. Oh, thank you, Lady T. She says, it's the same for you when you send us text messages, post beyond time, especially for me. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, all of my products are blessed. Okay, I always pray for the results that women get and how they feel through all of my products. But yeah, I just wasn't feeling very happy. I just wasn't feeling happy. And I didn't know why, you know. And then, you know, I was able to cry. I just cried. I like broke down and cried and cried and cried and sat with myself. And what I was able to come up with was that I just felt very tired. I felt very tired. I felt like, damn, I've been doing this for a while. And I felt very tired because sometimes, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, when you're really wanting something to grow, at least in the initial phase, you are spending a lot of time nurturing that baby, nurturing that company. A lot of time. Like, I remembered when I was in grad school, I would stay up late to work on my website. I'd build my own website. I'd, you know, ship all my shit. And so I'm not doing that anymore, right? I have a team, I have a warehouse. People are shipping stuff for me. I have a customer service rep. I have an assistant. So I have all these things in place, which are very helpful because now I can delegate a lot more than I did. But that does not mean that I am not on my laptop less sometimes. You know, sometimes it has been days where I've been on my laptop from like 8 and I'll take a break and I'll watch something really quick. You know, I'll do the things for myself. I'll watch something, I'll listen to music, I'll start my day with myself, you know, I'll do my mantras or my affirmations and I will start the day with myself. But then I'm like, dang, it's 5 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock now, because of daylight savings of the winter, the sun is out. So then I'm just like, damn, it's 5 o'clock. And I may have even taken a walk that day. So I'm like, damn, it's 5 o'clock. And then now it's 7 o'clock. And then maybe I'll watch something and then damn, I'm going to bed. And for me, I just didn't realize how tired I was until about 2 weeks ago. And what I mean by tired is that sometimes, like, oh, when you're working on something for so long, and I know there's some people that's been working on shit longer than me, but for me, you've been working on something for so long, and in your mind, you're like, at this point, I want it to be here, and it's not there yet, and you're still working on it, and you're still putting all this energy into it. You just feel tired sometimes. That happens a lot. At least that's what I've noticed with entrepreneurship. And that may be the same for some of you all out there. You're like, damn, I've been doing this for a while. What's going on? Not that it's not successful in the ways that you've been wanting it to be, but there's still more that you want it to be. That's what I'm saying. There's still more that I, you know, want Goddess Detox to be. There's still more that I want Selfish Babes to be. And so I was crying and I just felt so tired. And I was more sad at the fact that I didn't know how tired I was. That's what it was. I was really more sad at the fact that I was more tired than I was, and I didn't know. It's almost like it hit me, almost like a weight. Like, dang, I didn't know I was this fucking tired. And I'm not talking about sleepy tired, y'all. I just mean like when you put your energy in some things for a long time, and like I said, you want it to be at a certain level. And so when it's not there yet, you're just like, gosh, like how long? Until I'm on the fucking yacht cruising. Okay, these are my like luxurious rich girl bitch lifestyle vibe dreams, okay? And so I was just like, damn, I'm more tired than I thought. And so, you know, I went to dinner that night with my girlfriend and, you know, we chatted and talked and, you know, she listened to me and she understood where I was coming from, and we were able to, you know, really connect. And, you know, I was just really able to share with her. And so, from sharing that, you know, I just realized that I needed to just do a lot less kind of on my business and a lot more on my life. A lot less in my business and a lot more in my life, right? So, there's moments where I do sit and I watch my Korean drama, or I watch a show that I really want to watch, or I order something that I really want to order, or I'll take the time for myself during the day, do my affirmations, do my prayer. But what I felt is that I needed another level of self-love and another level of self-care and a more no, more delegation, more delegation, more delegation. Yes, Lady Style says, don't burn yourself out exactly, right? I think I was feeling that. I was just feeling burnt out. I guess that's what the words would be. And so I was like, I gotta focus more on my life, right? Because business, I feel like as an entrepreneur, or speaking from my perspective, you know, your business becomes your life, right? Your like business becomes your life sometimes. And like I say, I have the team now where I can delegate a lot more of my things, and that has been truly helpful. But again, there's other things that I can only work on my laptop, in my businesses, to move them forward, right? Like literally only me. And it's not like small stuff. It's like stuff that I have to focus on. And so, Ashe, and Jazzy says, I just went through this as well. Yes. Ashe, Paris, sometimes rest is success. I totally agree with you. And so I was just like, you know, I've been doing more of that. Like even this week, and it may seem small to you all, but it's not small to me, right? I do my laundry, and once a week or twice a week, not once a week or once every 2 weeks, I have somebody come sweep my house, fold my clothes, and just tidy up the place, right? And so usually she leaves them on the table, and then I just take them and put them in the closet or put them in the drawers or whatever. And so, like, literally, she'll come on Monday and it's all done. And then, bitch, I won't be folding them up or like putting them in the closet till Friday because it wasn't a concern of mine. It wasn't something that I was going to do. It didn't take long, but it wasn't a concern of mine. And I'm giving you this example because recently I was just like, okay, girl, instead of going to our laptop, let me put up these damn clothes. Let me put up these clothes that she's already put on the hangers for me and made my life easier. Let me go put up my clothes. And I said to myself, I have more things. I have other things that I can focus on than my business. I have other things that I want to do apart from my business. That was my affirmation for myself. And that's what I mean. It's like those little things. It could even be like, oh, let me make sure this appointment is like, I made an appointment to get my eyes checked this week because I know I really need to do that. Sometimes in entrepreneurship, you have your whole fucking to-do list for your business, but it's like you don't have your to-do list for yourself. Let me make sure all my credit cards are paid off. Let me make sure this is taken care of. I still go out to eat. I still may hang out with friends, right? Because I do those things, but it's like incorporating more of my life, right? I wanted to like read more. I wanted to read for the fucking fun of reading. Like for me, spirituality and my spiritual growth is really important. Learning more about spirituality in different ways and different practices is really important to me. And it's been a while. And my girlfriend talked about this too, where since school, I was when I was younger, I read so many fucking books just fucking because I love to fucking read. Like that was my favorite pastimes. I love to fucking read. So then when you get into like high school and like college, at least for me, I graduated with my master's. You're reading the books that they give you and you're studying for tests. Like, that's literally it. So then it's not reading for fun anymore. And so now in my adult life, it's like you almost lose a love for reading because it's just like, damn, bitch, they just burnt that shit out of me with school because I was reading to study, not reading for fun. And so when I think about like my life now, and I think about the things more that I want to do. What other passions do I have apart from building my businesses? My businesses are beautiful passions that I love, but what are the other things, right? And reading and learning more spiritually is like a passion of mine. Like I enjoy that. And so this book I'm reading now, I think I took the morning, not today, but another day, I took the morning to like read two chapters. And then I went to my laptop, right? And then I incorporated work. But those are like these little shifts and changes that I needed. And I think that is why I felt so tired. I wasn't adding more of like my other passions into my life apart from my business. And I think 2 weeks ago, it was just a wake-up call for me that was like, girl, you got to do some other things. Yes, these things are really important. You love these things. Yes, you do the self-love, self-care. You choose yourself, all of those. But we need to add more life into your life. And so I also, new thing, I also signed up for therapy. That's something that I've been wanting to do. And so I have therapy now as well. And so I'm just saying, like, so all my selfish babes, I recommend therapy. I recommend Better Therapy, and I have a link. It'll be the link below in the podcast. And for you those are listening in the podcast, click the link below for the Better Therapy app for selfish babes if you're looking for virtual therapy, okay? That's for the podcast. Those watching live, you can look up Better Therapy. I don't have the link for you. But anyways, I just realized that. And so A new level of self-love. This is what it's calling for. 2022 for me specifically is calling for a new level of self-love for myself, as well as apart from being a multiple business owner, it is calling for me to get back more into my passions and my life and like adding more of that versus like, okay, to-do list for my businesses. What about the to-do lists for myself? Okay. So that was something that happened recently that I really want to share with you all. And I want to give you this last tidbit about the ancestors and why the ancestors or connecting to your ancestors is really important. So literally that Friday, I, you know, had the whole crying episode and talk and, you know, come to what I needed for myself. I got that information. And on that Saturday, one of my friends was having, her store was opening, a section of her store was opening. Shout out to the Crystal Loft in Atlanta. And that day I went to support, and there was this lady that was there. And she was sitting at the table, and she was just like, oh my God, I've always wanted to meet you. And she's always wanted to meet me. And I said, hey, well, I'm here. And she just told me that she loved Selfish Babes. She loved the app. She loved everything that I was doing. She loved everything that I was doing. And she told me to keep on going and to not stop, and how impactful the app and Selfish Babe has been to her and her loving herself. And how important it is, and how amazing I am, and how beautiful I am, and how to keep going, and how it is just really making an impact. And she just said that it was a blessing to meet me. She said she loved my energy and all these things.
Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I would highly recommend trying it through Anchor. Anchor is a platform that I use to distribute my podcast. And so when you sign up to Anchor, you can set it up to where you can get your podcast distributed through Spotify, Apple, Google, and more. And if people don't have these apps on their phone, what I really love about Anchor is that literally if they click on your Anchor link, they can listen to it right from their phone without having any of these apps. And so if you've been interested in starting your own podcast, I highly recommend Anchor. And what you can do is download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Love you.
And I'm telling you, the day before, I'm literally like tired, right? Tired, crying, was just like, bitch, I need to go somewhere. I need to fly somewhere. Don't talk to me. That's how I was feeling. And I told my ancestors this, right? So when it comes to, thank y'all, when it comes to my ancestors or the connections that I have to my ancestors of great character, that has always been really important for me since I started learning about ancestor veneration. And, you know, I have my spiritual room, I have my ancestor altar. And so when things happen, I tell them, I said, hey, I wasn't feeling too good today. This is what happened. This is how I was feeling. I was feeling tired. I felt tired, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'll tell them that. I talk to them like regular people. Like, I'm talking to them like I'm talking to y'all right now. And so I just share stuff with them. And I think it's really beautiful for my selfish babes to start that connection with your ancestors of great character, right? So I'm saying that the next day I meet somebody that has been impacted by the app and impacted by the work that I do. And she was telling me to my face to keep going. So I'm saying on Friday, I felt so tired, 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 tired. And the next day I meet somebody to tell me to keep going, how much it's inspiring to not give up. And she don't know what happened to me on Friday. She didn't meet me. I didn't tell her about how I was feeling on Friday. That's a message. That is a message. And so what I'm making the connection here is that I tell my ancestors, I tell the creator, I tell spirit what the fuck is happening. I feel what the fuck is happening, and I tell them what the fuck is happening. And then the next day, I'm getting a fucking message to my face. That's connection. That's divine. That is spirit talking through somebody else to me. And I felt so grateful to be able to be there at that moment, right? She waited until I came. I mentioned it to my text group. Hey, I'm going to this store. Meet me if you want to come. She waited for me to come. And she told me this to my face, and I just told her how grateful I was to be sitting there right now. Lady Style says, sometimes someone sees things in you that you don't or can't see in yourself. Very true. C Don C72 says, very powerful. Yes. And so for me, I was like, damn, thank y'all. So when I get y'all messages about how much this app, about Selfish Babe, the Instagram, the podcast, all of that helps, that literally keeps me going. That reminds me how important the work that I'm doing is important. How fucking important it is. Ashe Paris says, sometimes we need to meet people to see the power within ourselves. Ashe, I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Divine Inspiration says, so aligned. Yes. And it's all good. I just put the, like, a message from God, a message from the creator, and a message from my ancestors and my Orishas. Like, bitch, keep fucking going. We know you're tired. We hear you. Have the balance. Work on your other fucking passions, but don't give it up. You have to keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And also, somebody had commented on one of my posts on Selfish Babe. They had said, keep going. Don't give up, or something like that. It had nothing in relation to the post that was posted, and I didn't tell nobody how I was feeling. So when I tell you that I feel like I really be getting messages from spirit for real through fucking social media, I do, and in fucking person. And so I also want to leave this as a message to say, connect with your ancestors, connect with your ancestors, connect with your ancestors. It's super fucking important to connect with your bloodline of great character. I have the Ancestors Veneration course below. I also put it in the bio for Selfish Babes as well. In my Selfish as Fuck Academy, I teach you how to set up your ancestor altar, etc. as well, linked in my bio at Selfish Babe. But it's like, this is what I mean about self-love, right? This is what I mean about, for me, Selfish Babe is more than just pedicures and bubble baths, okay? Connecting to spirit, connecting to yourself. It is a spiritual journey. Your self-love journey is a spiritual journey. And so for me, because I incorporate my bloodline, because I incorporate my ancestors, because I talk to them, because I feed them, I give them food, etc., I get more messages. I get the messages I need to hear. I am connected. And I want my selfish babes here to be connected as well, because I know that we all go through those times. And it's just like, damn, bitch. Can I get a little help here? Damn, bitch. I'm feeling a little tired. What the fuck moments, right? We have the what the fuck moments. And so I'm just so grateful to my ancestors. I'm so grateful for that woman for being in that store that day and talking to me. Because I tell you guys, I was so fucking done. Was so done. I said, let me book me a fucking, I need to be in Jamaica for 2 weeks. Don't fucking talk to me. That's how fucking done I was, okay? Still going to Jamaica, okay? Because my birthday's coming up. So still going to Jamaica. But yeah, man, I needed that. I needed that. I just wanted to share you guys, the process of, like, you creating the life that you want for yourself. And don't be easy, man. You get those hard moments, you get those rough moments, you get those I won't really want to give up moments, you get those I am tired as fuck moments. What else do I need for myself? And so what I will say is, like, when you have some moments like that, right? I talked about the moment that I was having. Like, it's like, well, from those moments, what can you pull from that that's going to benefit you, right? What can you pull from that that's going to benefit you as a selfish babe? So I told you about the moment I had when I was feeling so tired and so fed up, and I was just like, what the fuck? But what I pulled from that is, girl, you got to focus on your other passions. You got to really incorporate those other passions, and you have to really incorporate it. It's not just, let me just watch something for 30 minutes, let me order this. It's like, well, how much more can I pour into myself so I do not feel like this anymore? How much more do I need to pour into myself so I don't feel like this anymore? That's what I got for myself. And so when you do have those what the fuck moments or those breakdown moments, what can you pull from it that's going to benefit you? Because sometimes I truly believe that those moments are showing us something that we need for ourselves. And for me, I got what I needed for myself. I saw what I needed for myself. And so I feel like that in terms of, like, sitting with yourself and getting answers, getting the answers that you need, right? It's like those things happen, but what can you pull from it to benefit yourself? I think that's a really great question to ask yourself, and also a really great stopping point. So thank you for my selfish babes for joining. Now, before I leave, does anybody want to get on live with me about what I just talked about? Or share your perspective on me and more? I answered your question in Kajabi. You can definitely use that white candle. Does anybody want to get on live with me or share what I just talked about? I see Lady Styles had requested, so I'm going to accept her request, sir. But if you are somebody that wants to get on live with me and chat about what I just talked about, then request. I don't think that worked. I had accept, but I don't think it's. Oh, I have no request. So I'm gonna give it 2 minutes. If you want to hop on live with me and talk about or give your chime in about what I just talked about, request to join the live and I'll pick somebody so we can chat a little bit more. If not, I'm gonna end this episode. So I'm giving y'all a second. Oh, hey, it worked. Hey, Lady Styles. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's kind of spotty. Oh shit, I didn't want to delete that. Okay, lady, I think I have to let you go because I can't Can you hear me? Maybe not. How to remove you, Lady Styles. I can't hear you. So I'm like, oh, I don't know how to turn off the live on your end. But I guess I'm just gonna leave it at that because I can't hear you. But thank you for wanting to join. I appreciate it. I'm gonna end the lives for my selfish babes that have joined. I really appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Make sure to subscribe to the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. Okay. Leave good reviews as well as to make sure you're following the Selfish Babe page and have the Selfish Babe app downloaded. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.